Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Guys, welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. We're with a very special guest, the none other, the one and only, Sarah Christine, the community manager, is here. Sarah, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Coach Pat. It's lovely to be here again.
Yes, we're going to inspire a lot of people, not because you've lost a lot of weight and not because you're off yo-yo dieting forever, but you've just come back from an injury. And for those that don't know, let's do a little backstory so we can tell them how far you've come before we go into this new struggle that you've had and you've had to overcome recently. So, you know, coming into the DTA, like how much weight have you lost since you've joined, and like what type of achievements are you most proud of?
So I've been a member of the DTA for, it'll be 15 months next month. So it's been just over a year. And in that time, I've lost just over 40 pounds. My mind has done a complete shift. I am just a different person than what I was 14 months ago. And I don't even... Sometimes I don't have words. I think about it, like making me blush, making me so happy. Like I'm such a different person. And sometimes in the middle of the day, it'll just hit me. It'll hit me like what would I be doing if I didn't join the DTA a year ago? Like, what would I be doing right now? How would I be feeling? Cause like, I feel amazing and I'm glad I didn't miss out on it. So I started the DTA by joining a challenge that I was invited to. It was a sugar-free sugar crush challenge with a few little stipulations to the contest. So I kicked the contest, but I won first prize and there was no looking back from there. Like I just went hard from day one, got involved in the community, and it really just pushed me to keep going. It's such like a positive motivational place to be that I couldn't help but like get so deep involved in it and let it just drive me to keep going. And we're here now, like 40 pounds down and just looking to tone up and build muscle and just have fun.
Everyone in the chat, give Sarah some love. She's come so freaking far and she still is going through adversity and she's just like you. She's not perfect. None of us are, but she shows up.
Her far from it.
Perfect self. So
far from it.
Sarah, what's been going on? Like a few weeks ago, you had this injury. Can you tell everyone what happened and like how are you dealing with it all?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I went on vacation. I made a plan way before I even got there that I wasn't going to disrupt my routine at all. I had a plan to join a local gym near my vacation spot. And every day I planned to do my 4 to 5 days. I mean, normally my gym routine is 4 to 5 days a week. I planned on no disruptions on that whatsoever. There was no reason for it. And I was looking forward to it. Going to a different gym in a new place, like I was looking forward to it. So I get to the gym day one. I'm ready to do my Romanian deadlifts. And as I'm moving a weight onto the bar, I just feel this really just painful crunch right in the center, a low back. And I mean, I made the weight to the bar, but I had to really take a step back and some deep breaths. I could not move very much at that moment. I kept getting little spasms in my back if I made any major movements. So like the stubborn person I am, I finished my workout and I went home. And as the day went on, I was just getting the injury just kept increasing. I probably made it a little bit worse by doing my workout. But I couldn't walk. I couldn't really bend. I couldn't move. Getting out of bed the next day, I felt like a 75-year-old woman. Like I couldn't move. So yeah, that was it. I ended up finding out from my physiotherapist that I did just pinch a nerve, like a muscle stabilizer. And, you know, my body was just grasping onto it. And that's why I was feeling this really bad pain. So that's where I was, was a Valentine's Day week.
Your body is giving you, what a gift, right? Oh my God. I went through the same thing, you know, a week before my powerlifting competition, Sarah. I like, as you're telling the story, it brought me back to like 2015. I was like, here we go again. A week before my deadlift competition, I did my last deadlift on my last set before a week off before comp. And I felt my back twing. And I'm like, to my coach, I'm like, I felt something. He's like, stop. I'm like, no, I got to stop being a little bitch. I need to finish the set. And I finished the set and I'm like, I don't think I should have finished that because I can't walk. I need to sit. And then the same day, I booked the same day appointment with my physio, who cleared his, like, he cleared an appointment for me because I've referred him to a lot of people. So I'm a favorite, but to my physio, please get me in. I have a competition next week and I don't know if I can make it. I don't want to look like a quitter in front of all my clients, which is crazy, which, like, he got me 80% there, but I felt so bad. I thought at 23 years of age, I ruined my 20s. That's how bad it was. So how did you feel physically and emotionally during the process?
Isn't it crazy how we feel like that we're letting people down or that we feel guilty? Like that's one of my emotions. When I was thinking about this, like, how did I feel during it? I felt obviously pain. I felt frustration. I was discouraged and out of sorts. Like you said, you knew I wasn't myself. Like I couldn't help it, but I also felt guilt. And it's so strange. I think it's just because we're so, like, I've adopted that mentality of every day, like, let's go, let's grind. So like when I couldn't do it, I was like, I felt guilty for letting myself down, for letting the community down. Like it was a terrible feeling and it's something that we shouldn't be feeling. So I tried to really be mindful of that there was no reason to feel guilt. It just, I don't know, you feel all the things when something like this happens because I did realize during this how much I took for granted how easy I can move. Like, you know, on a normal day, if something falls on the floor, I have no problems picking it up. I'm up and down in like a second. This was like a 10 second ordeal and a lot of moaning and groaning to get down and, you know, certain way I had to go and stuff like that. And it was just like, wow, I miss feeling like me, the new me. You know, I miss feeling like the way me now, that I can do these things. So it's definitely knocks you down a peg and it's hard to go through it alone. It really is.
It's crazy. Cause we, me and you both preach like, don't suffer in silence. And leaders are really good at doing this. You know, when we feel like we have to wear that badge of honor or of guilt and we hold it in us and like, no one should know that I'm weak. I'm strong. But deep down, like we're like really going through the motions. I want to touch on that a bit because I know some of the people in the comment section are like, I feel that way also. And a lot of people that have been here for a year or are in next level coaching, the real strong mindset individuals. What advice do you have for those people that are like too tough for their own good and they don't know how to process it?
I mean, I don't know if I'm the person to give this advice because I just said about how I was bad to myself. But you know what? Like, again, me realizing it, I think is a big win for me, right? For me, my mindset, I'm not perfect yet, but the fact that I'm mindful about the things I do now is a big win for me always. So even when I'm maybe not making the right move, the fact that I acknowledge it in my head to me is a win. So it's not like I totally just throw everything out the window, but it's like, I'm aware of what I'm doing, whether it's right or wrong. And I'm working on, you know, shifting and making sure that I do the right thing, which is not feeling guilty, right? Don't suffer in silence. The road to a recovery of an injury is the same as the road to your fitness journey. You need to trust the process and know that it takes time and we can't speed it up. We can't rush it. We just need to go through those motions to get back to where we were. And I know we could fast forward time. Like I wished I could fast forward time. I'm happy to be, like I said, this is now what, like 3 weeks post that happening. And I wanted to be here so bad 3 weeks ago, but you know what? Time's been flying lately. It didn't take long. Didn't take long, but some good physio sessions.
Yes. What steps did you take to facilitate those early 1-2-3-step recovery process?
Okay. So the biggest thing was rest. Like on my vacation, once this happened, I went for a deep tissue massage just to try to alleviate some of the stiffness and pain I was feeling. Because I was away and out of sorts, I immediately booked a physio appointment for my first day home. Physio may be underrated. If you have the means, if you have the benefits, if you have the availability, physio is a lifesaver. My physiotherapist does all kinds of different techniques on me. He uses acupuncture, he uses cupping, he does manipulation, massage, heat rub, heat gun, all kinds of things. So they have a different array of services that they can use for you based on your injuries. I always got homework. He always gives me homework. So as in certain stretches to do or certain exercises to do that help to work the muscle that I'm repairing in a safe and, you know, like a safe way. What else did I do? So I decreased my weights. I did get the green light to continue working out. I didn't have to take any off time once I returned home and he was able to determine the, you know, just how bad I was. But he did give me the green light with the homework and the suggestion that I needed to decrease my weight. So when I went back and hit the gym, my first few sessions, I kind of avoided the back focused workouts. I did a little bit more upper body, like sort of just worked in the shoulders, biceps area. I did a little bit of legs and kind of gave myself a little bit of an ease in. I did 60% of my normal weights I was lifting. And the just last week, because I did go, I just did take it a little easy because I didn't want to overdo it. Just last week, I upped my weight again. So I did about 2 weeks before I upped my weights. And for most of my exercises, I'm pretty much back to my regular weight now.
Okay. So it took you about 2 weeks to get to where you are now. Throughout the last 2 weeks, was there any hiccups along the process? You did mention that your physio did mention to you to decrease the amount of weight lifted. So for those that are wondering what she means by like lifting less or lowering the weight, it's not the weight on the scale. It's like at the gym, she's pretty strong. She had to scale back on the amount of weight she lifted and not do back exercises to further risk more injury. So what were some of the hiccups, if any, along the way to recovery?
I don't know if there was a ton of hiccups, but there was just frustration. You know, I'm frustrated because I know I can lift heavier. And again, it's another mental battle. I'm like doing the exercises back on the RDLs, little nervous, but right. Cause I'm a little nervous with the back, but I'm like, okay, back and ready to do it. And I'm lifting, what is it? 45, 55, 65 with the bar. I normally was at 85. And so doing it, I was just like, come on. Like, you know, I was ready to get back up to where I had to go. But again, listening to my physio, listening to my body, I just had to take it slow. I couldn't do it. I so wanted to. There was like, okay, last set, maybe I'll just throw on another plate. And then I was like, don't do it. Don't do it because I don't want to set myself back. So I just didn't want to take myself back and ruin all the progress I was making in recovery. So just, you got to let your ego, it's got to take the back seat, right? Because that was it. I was like lifting. And then I'm thinking, people notice that I'm not lifting as much as I was. And then I'm like, Sarah, nobody's looking at what you're lifting but yourself. Like, get over it and just do what you're supposed to do so that you can get back to lifting that heavy weight. And right now, this is what it had to be, right? Step one, lower the weight. So I did.
This is very important. Do you know how many people in the Dream Team Academy are going through this? So especially next level coaching students, they're the most stubborn. Oh, Pat, my knees, my quads, everything's ruined. I'm like, no, just one leg is gone. Like, we can do other exercises. And they're so stubborn. Like, I'm so glad that we did this podcast because I will be sharing this to them. I tagged one of them.
You know what? We're next level for a reason. Like, those are the people that are serious about their journey and serious about their fitness goals and are just like that's it. They committed. And so they are like me, like mind focus, head forward, head down, and you're just going. So we push, everybody's pushing. And, but we do, again, we do need to be mindful because if we want to keep pushing and we don't want to get stalled, we can't get hurt. So, but I get it. I get the need to want to just go 100%.
Cool. Now, as you are gradually moving back into your routine and you mentioned it's been about 2 weeks, you're finally getting back into the weights now. What's the feeling like progressing again? Like you mentioned before we started this podcast that you're feeling pretty good. And I don't know if you noticed, but I was checking on you daily. Like I was like, hey, how are you? Just randomly. Hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, how's it going? And I normally wouldn't because Sarah gives me like good energy, like consistently. And a lot of those days were just so different because you're such a strong individual. So when that was happening, I was like, what is going on? But like describe the process of getting back into it and like feeling good again. Like, yeah.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you checking on me because like you said, as leaders, we tend to suffer in silence, even though we tell people not to. I still showed up in the groups because I wanted to be there. Not that I was ashamed of my injury, but I don't know, you know, what what, you know, kind of possessed me to not really put it out there. It wasn't something I was hiding. It's just not something that I said. I was still doing other things. So I was still showcasing what I was doing versus what I wasn't doing. But I like sharing because, like you said, we have many people in the academy right now that are going through injuries. And if you aren't, you may in the future. And it's just like, it's something that happens and we kind of just need to roll with it. Really just what I did easing back in was just, again, really being mindful of getting my rest. I did a lot more stretching, kept up with my physio homework. So again, my physiotherapist gave me a few exercises to do pre and post workouts that focused on my back and stretching it and just making sure that, you know, I was doing the right movements and helping me feel good. So usually what I would do is when he's describing to me what to do, I would just record him. He's used to it now. I just hold the phone up and he just tells me, you know, I want you to do the bicep curl when I'm, you know, focused on my here. And then for the back, he would just give me the tips. And that way, when I was at the gym, I would just watch the video and then I would do exactly, you know, what he had prescribed, much like fix your form. I usually do that. Now I find it's the best reminder just before I do an exercise, I'll go read my notes or I'll go quickly watch the video of the techniques that I need to correct. And having it fresh in your head, I don't think is any, there's no, nothing better than that, right? Because then going into it, you just keep repeating those steps in your mind to hopefully, you know, have a better result.
Yes. And what advice would you give to others who are recovering from not just like a back injury, but any injury? Like, give them mindset tips and like what to focus on during a frustrating period.
Number one, give yourself grace. Like give yourself a break. Like this happened because you were working so hard. Okay. So we are not lazy. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel those things. You are going to get better. Okay. It's just going to take time. You need to focus on your rest. Like I said, if physio is an available option for you, I strongly encourage it. Even if it's massage or anything like that, get some help, like get some physical help because your body's going to need to repair. And sometimes time is not the only thing that you need. Sometimes you need extra help. So, and if you don't have access to that, I mean, I have been living on my heating pad. Like when I come home from work, it's already plugged in and I turn it on so that when I get into bed, the heating pad is warmed up and ready to go. Heating pad is, I have a plug-in one and it's a pad about the size of a piece of paper, maybe 8.5 by 11, 8 by 12. And it's got different settings. You can get them anywhere, Walmart, Amazon, pretty much available. And it's just, you put it on whatever area you have pain and the heat will help. It helps to relax. I use it for everything. Back pain. I've even started using it when I have a headache. Honestly, when I have, I look silly, but when I, whatever, right? Whatever works. When I have a headache, I'll put it on my head for like 15 minutes and the heat will help relax the throbbing. So if you have any like throbbing pain and you apply that heat, it helps to lessen it. I couldn't believe it when I tried it with the headache, but it really worked. So it's just about, I mean, doing things at the level that you can and just take your time. And just know that you're going to get back to it. Like we always say, right? Trust the process. Just trust the process and you're going to be back to where you were. I promise.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for giving all of our students so much value. If you're not dealing with an injury right now, this is going to be great for you to prevent it from happening. And also understand if it does happen, you understand that there's people just like you who have been through it too. So Sarah, appreciate you, grateful for you. And you have a lot of love in the chat, so make sure you read all this later.
I will go immediately after. Thank you, everybody. I love you guys. It's the best community. Guys,
that is all. If you want to get better in the gym, make sure you prioritize warming up. Make sure you understand that this is a journey, not a destination, and trust the process. That is all. Thanks, Sarah. DTA community, we're out. We'll speak to you on the other side.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me Transform on IG, and I'll send you more details.